Resurfacing and restriping is a process required on main streets every 8 to 10 years. It involves scraping the top layers of asphalt off the street, leveling the road, and replacing the top layer of asphalt. Then, new lanes can be drawn. The section of East Franklin Street from Columbia Street to 15501 was resurfaced several years ago. Now, the town is focused on the other half of Franklin. Sarah Pullen, the downtown special projects manager for Chapel Hill, said the town has an opportunity to have the North Carolina Department of Transportation repaint the street to better serve the community's need.
It also sets West Franklin Street up for testing and evaluating potential future permanent designs. For example, if we reduce the travel lanes and add bike lanes, we can see how those operate as we think about kind of the future permanent design of Franklin Street.
Pullen said this also helps to prevent Franklin Street from reverting to its five-lane design pre-pandemic. Town staff also stressed the restriping is not permanent and could change to accommodate any plans for Franklin Street in the future. Bergen Watterson, the Chapel Hill Transportation Planning Manager, said there are two main options on how the road could look in the future.
So we're really looking at two different types of bike lanes, the traffic running bike lane, which is adjacent to moving traffic, and the curb running bike lane.
Watterson said with the traffic running bike lane, pre-COVID street parking would be maintained, but it would be less safe for cyclists. Curb running bike lanes are safer, but would require a decrease in street parking because there are multiple driveways and intersections. Watterson said this would essentially remove the barrier of parked cars in a curb-running bike lane.
I think at the end of the day, both of the bike lane designs, staff generally feels like they are safer for bikes and pedestrians than the five-lane pre-COVID Franklin Street configuration.
Chapel Hill Town Council member Karen Stegman said what the town chooses to do with the roads should be focused on making them safer for everyone, not just cars. Stegman specifically mentioned the cyclist crash on West Franklin Street last week.
Chapel Hill we're really in a crisis around safety on our streets. 16 people were hit by drivers in the crosswalks this last year. And we know some of those were very serious injuries and fatal. So we are literally talking about life and death.
The Chapel Hill Town Council is majority in favor of pursuing curb-running bike lanes. Mayor Pam Heminger echoed Stegman's comments, saying safety is the top priority.
I don't want to enter into this decision lightly, but I also think safety is our number one priority as we want to make downtown more walkable, bikeable, friendly. We still want to have some on-street parking, both for our businesses, but also for safety of our pedestrians and bicyclists. It helps provide that extra buffer. So I'm all in favor of moving forward with the curb running bike lanes.
The next steps for the resurfacing and restriping project are to submit plans to the NCDOT by March, have a public input session for future design plans of Franklin Street, and return to the council in the spring. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.